This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Following dozens of illnesses attributed to E. coli, Chipotle has vowed to make changes in its supply chain. Founder Steve Ells vowed Chipotle will ramp up safety measures at the company's nearly 2,000 locations. The company will likely rely less on local supplies that can't comply with sophisticated testing, and also prepare ingredients such as cilantro and lettuce in a central kitchen before shipping it to local restaurants. In other words, wrote the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Ells promises to bring his restaurants into the 20th century. The newspaper notes that Chipotle's marketing campaign was built around degrading agriculture, yet the campaign couldn't exist without efficient agriculture. A cult-like following has gone so far as to publish a fabricated news story on a self-proclaimed alternative news website claiming biotech companies such as Monsanto were attacking Chipotle by planting E. coli in Chipotle's supply chain. The Wall Street Journal also reported that perhaps Chipotle's anti-agriculture campaign may be no longer, pointing out that the company's stock dropped below $500 for the first time in over a year just last week, and is down 25% this year. Large stockpiles of commodities could challenge agriculture imports for China in 2016. A new report by CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division says China has multi-year high supplies of commodities such as corn, wheat, cotton, milk powder, and soybeans. The report finds that despite slowing economic growth, China's urban disposable incomes, which drive the country's food and agricultural consumption, are increasing 10% year over year. The report blames China's subsidization of its agricultural sector, which has yielded mounting stockpiles of commodities and strained storage capacity, as the real culprit, leading to decreased imports in most categories. CoBank's Dan Kowalski said this issue has been brewing for years and is a result of China's drive to achieve food self-sufficiency. That's because China has subsidized its agricultural sector to the extent that supplies have considerably outpaced increasing consumer spending and consumption. The report cites USDA figures which anticipate that China will import 46% less corn, 34% less cotton, and 35% less milk powder during the current marketing year. Wheat, soybeans, and other food grains are expected to rise, but by smaller margins than in prior years. Well, we've seen a lot of flooding lately the past few days throughout the listening area, and not only is the water making transportation difficult on roads, but also on the rivers. I talked with Litchfield Farmers Grain manager Spencer Jansen yesterday afternoon. He said there have been several closings due to the high water levels. Spencer, we've had a lot of rain lately, and for the guys hauling grain down to St. Louis, we might have a sort of a holdup with all this water.
We sure have, Katie. Stuff started getting crazy over the weekend, and we've tried to keep up on all the closings. So I'll give you a brief rundown of what's going on at this point in time, but that is changing pretty much every hour. CGB, which is Granite Grain, ADM, Sauget, and Dreyfus are all three closed until further notice. Most likely that's going to be next week, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, they'll reopen. ADM on the St. Louis, Missouri side is open till 9 o'clock tonight. However, in the morning, it's to be announced. Once they fill up their space, they are going to be closed probably for about another week as well. Cargill was open the last time I checked all day and possibly tomorrow. Bunge is open for soybeans, but closed for corn. They filled up about 1 o'clock today. And the ones I'm talking about filling up, they fill up their space, so the river will not let them get any more barges up to their docks, so they can't load, even if the place can dump grain. You know, the ADM Missouri side, the Cargill, the Bungies are just filling up their bin space. And once that happens, it's going to be, you know, they're going to be closed 100% as well. The ethanol plants are both open right now. Abengoa had a tough start today with loss of power, but they are running, and Center Ethanol is up and running as well. But if anyone is going down there, please check in with them or for us for the latest updates on these guys. We don't want to see you go down there and not be able to get unloaded. It is changing a lot. Watch the local road conditions as well. There are some closings, I know, on Interstate 70 today and also some other places down around St. Louis, so be careful of that as well.
Litchfield Farmers Grain Manager Spencer Jansen. You can contact Litchfield Farmers Grain by calling 217-324-3915. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.